Did you know you are beautiful? Right at this moment? Regardless of your body shape, your teeth whiteness, your skin tone, or the wrongs you've done in your life. Maybe the wrongs you've done just this morning. When God looks at you, He does not view you through the veil of your sin, the shroud of your failures, or the canopy of your past. When God looks at you, He sees you through the blood of Jesus. When God looks at you, He sees the righteousness of Jesus Christ. You are a spotless, pure, stunning bride. Oh, how we need to see ourselves as He does. Though we don't always acknowledge our own beauty, and we often dream of becoming beautiful, God sees us as beautiful now. It's not a someday thing for Him. He sees you as beautiful today and every day, and He wants you to see what He sees. If you read my book, Becoming Myself, hopefully you began to embrace God's dream of you. Join me now in experiencing God's dream for you, the dream in which you and your life are beautiful now. Each day in this 3-month devotional includes a scripture verse or passage, a word of encouragement from me, and then a prayer, question, or a declaration for you to use as a starting point for your own intimate time with God. Come, my sister, let's press on to the goal set before us, to be fully transformed, fully alive, fully ourselves, fully His. You are in the palm of His hand, and nothing can take you out. As you lean on Jesus more and more, calling on Him to live through your life, you are transformed into the image of God. You discover the brilliant truth that the more of His you become, the more yourself you become. There are no qualifications in God's eyes of love. He does not look at you and say, "You're beautiful when, if, or but." He looks at you and says, "You are beautiful now." A higher truth. Oops. The scale said what? Oh, okay. Breathe. It is information. Only information. It's not judgment. It might feel like it is, but it's not. Yes, perhaps we need to drink more water and pay attention to what we're eating and make more mindful and healthy choices, and that would be good, but the number is only a number. The mirror is only a mirror. The opinions of others are simply their own opinions. How much we weigh, what we wear, and what others think of us don't have anything to do with who we are. You have a higher truth to look to today. You have been bought with a price. You are not your own. You are holy and dearly loved. You are pursued and fought for today. You can focus on the number on the scale, or the number in the bank account, or a myriad of other numbers, or you can focus on the number of times God thinks of you, plans for you, fights for you, longs for you. Oh, wait, you can't count that high. The one who counts the hairs on your head and catches your every tear and knows every day of your life.